Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to Ask the Archangel, May 1st, 2018. We're certainly happy to have all of you with us this evening. And just to let you know, the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about any personal issues. Again, this is to benefit the entire group. They would also like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to speak. This will assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to the group and they feel is very important. So remember now, when you would like to ask a question, please hit star 6 and then the number 1. And that will put you in the queue, which I will get to on a first-come basis. And by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on our website within a couple of days. So now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our dear friend Archangel Michael for this evening.
Greetings. It is I, Michael. I come this evening from the vast angelic realm, for I am a member of the Archangelics, and I am here today to speak with you about what is occurring at the present time, as many of you are entering into the fifth dimensional consciousness that is based in love and unity. There have been many of you who have worked diligently over the years to change some of the anomalies within society, within your communities, but most important within yourself, because this is where we must begin with not only your thoughts and your feelings, but being aware, fully aware, of any patterns and anomalies that you have carried because of the old paradigm of third dimension. And this is based in separation and fear. So there has been, for eons and eons of time, a fear that is within all humanity for survival. Survival of the fittest, survival no matter what it takes, so that the body survives. And that old paradigm is now crumbling and falling away. The fear has been transmuted into a more love-based energy. You have begun to realize the unity of all humans. It begins first in noticing that you have an impact on many whose lives you touch. And because of that, you are beginning to be willing to see the light within many, even though they struggle sometimes to hold that light for themselves. So as we head into this blooming of the springtime, we invite you to look within yourself into the blooming of your own consciousness, the beauty of who you are, the divine image that you are. And as you notice the changes that you have made personally, and you begin to notice some of the changes that have been made collectively, all the secrets that are hidden are now surfacing so that you might change the anomalies and the discrepancies within the societal grouping of humans. But it is very important that each day you notice how well you have done. Not every day will you be at your best, but you will recognize when you fall a little short. It's not to say that you judge yourself, but this is just to make you aware that sometimes there are patterns that you have invited into your space because of that old fear or concern for safety in one way or another. And just recognize that. Because as you navigate this path of transformation, it's important that you do notice all of your qualities, all of your successes, and when you see something that is a little off base, that you recognize it and you move on. And the next time, if it surfaces and comes up, you know that you will have another choice. This is a much better perspective, dear ones, than judging yourself harshly. Because when you judge yourself harshly, you don't allow the love to surface from the center of your heart for yourself first and for all those whom you are in relationship with. So we would like you this evening to discuss and to ask questions or make comments on your successes in the last several months. Where you have fallen short, recognized it, and made different choices the next time so that you could see the beauty of your creativeness. So we invite you now to speak with me, and we will begin.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you. Certainly we're extremely pleased to have you with us tonight. And as always, I want to start off with, we have three questions that were sent to us and for some folks that wouldn't be able to be live tonight. So let me start with the first one. The question here is basically what this listener has talked about as the fifth dimensional business model. So her question is, what do we need to do regarding this? Is money no longer required as something that we need or have to have to survive? Secondly, what should be our main point of focus in working with the fifth dimensional business model? And lastly, will money just be attracted to us as we begin to work with the fifth dimensional perspectives of ease, grace, and passion?
Well, passion. That's it. Passion for life. However, let's go back to the business model that you have requested that we discuss briefly here. This business model of fifth dimension, where you speak, is money no longer needed? There will come a time when you will not equate service or business so much with money. However, as you navigate in a human body, there are certain needs that a body has that you can't always provide for yourself. So there will be an energy exchange of some kind, but it won't be based in greed. It'll be based in love and concern for others' needs. So it's important that you recognize the new paradigm of love and unity will have a huge effect on the business world. It will be some time now before that fully is integrated. But it is coming. Many in the collective consciousness have just begun to notice that there is such a thing as fifth dimension, that there is a change underway worldwide, even though you are seeing a lot of destruction and anomalies. As you enter into a more coherent form of fifth dimension, and as you begin to navigate in the business world, here again, we bring up greed. It's not about having more wealth or more than anyone else. It's not really about everyone being equal. Understand, dear ones, each one of you are unique. You are a fine creation of the your source of your being, and you're unique. You have all, each one of you have such a special piece that you bring to society, that you bring to the collective consciousness. So how could you be exact replicas of one another? Because in the creativeness of who you are and the passion that you hold for creation in this world, you must honor the differences within your community, within each other. One is not better than another. They're just unique. There is an integrity that has to come into the business world, where there is an honesty, an integrity, and a value for what the service that you give, the position that you hold, and the value for others that you serve, the value for humanity. These are the things that have to be integrated. And as these new generations come into the business world, they are the ones that are going to make the physical changes. You may not see it for another 50 years of your time, but it will grow. It starts at a very basic level, and that basic level is human need. Human concern, human value, and very slowly you are seeing that. You are seeing that it's not appropriate to have discrimination as far as race or gender or religion. It is not acceptable. And you're seeing that more and more being replaced. But let's not forget that each one of you are unique. Don't try to make a blanket out of every individual and make them the same. Do not judge them because they are unique, but love their uniqueness. And allow them their passion for life and for creativity. It is so exciting to see the beginnings of these things start to transpire very slowly, very subtly, but they are happening.
Thank you, Michael. We just have two more questions left. The second one has to do with this writer says that she's been having sacred geometry continually affecting her eyesight. It's been going on for several weeks, and she'd really like to know, is this just an individual thing, or is that what some other people are also experiencing, and if you could explain what's going on.
Well, you know, a few years back, humans used to call that ascension symptoms, and they are to an extent. But I would like you to look at this from more of a state of the individual. As the individual transforming who they are and bringing up their level of consciousness into that fifth dimension. See it as an evolvement of your consciousness. But along with that, you know, this ascension process is not just about evolving your consciousness. It is about changing your body. It is about raising the human form, the earth, into this more multidimensional frequency range. So therefore, most of you are in third dimensional bodies that are very, very dense. And the body is slow to process a lot of these more refined energies that you are consistently bringing in through study, through prayer, through meditation, through using your chakra systems to bring in the light through the crown, down through all of your chakras, invigorating your body. Well, when you do that, the body consciousness sometimes does not fully understand, and you will have symptoms. They are symptoms of your transformation. Some people are nauseous. Some people get dizzy. Some people gain weight. Some people lose weight. It depends on their body. But understand, you are changing your body at a cellular level to recognize the light, that source light, that radiant light. So the cells recognize that as nutrition. Now, it'll be a while yet that you can ever expect to live on light. But in this transition, you are teaching the body to change at that cellular level, to become more refined, less dense. So there is more coherence in your body. The body begins to have a state of longevity that it has never enjoyed. The body begins to be more coherent so that the hormones that are produced and the liquids of the body are more coherent, and they are distributed throughout the body in a way that serves the health and well-being of the body. So back to your question about these sacred geometries. If they are sacred geometries that you are seeing, the beautiful thing here is you are not seeing them as so much a disturbance or something you want to get rid of, but it is something that you question. Now, sacred geometry holds various dimensional frequencies according to the geometry that is being used in order to bring these more refined frequencies and states of consciousness into the physical. The sacred geometry and the Platonic solids hold that, begin to compress it in a way that it is usable in the more denser iterations of you. So when you are seeing these visions of these geometries, take note of what the geometry is and what it might represent. Take some time, quiet time, go within your heart, your sacred heart, and listen to your soul. These are messages from your soul that you are beginning this transformation for real. And this, what you are seeing, makes it more real. So they are messages. They are things to pay attention to that you yourself are transforming on multiple levels, not just your consciousness, your body is changing too.
Okay, thank you, Michael. That was very good. And now this is the last one, and it's a little unusual because this writer would like to know, her basic request is, how can I learn how to levitate? Now, she wants to preface this by saying that she's a light worker and healer, and she would love to be able to use this skill to assist people to realize that they all have unlimited potential as well. So, again, a little unusual, but if you would, please.
Well, levitation, the ability to levitate, is a state of consciousness. It does not happen because you will it. It is one of those things that come through the Holy Spirit. They are gifts of the Holy Spirit. And your body, your mind, and your spirit have to function in unity in that element of love. This is not a magic trick. This is not something to show people that you are better than or holy or sacred. This is a state of consciousness that is honored, and that ability, just like Yeshua walked on water, was not given, it was not used frivolously. At the point of evolution of humans, if you are a healer, you recognize that people are in many different stages of healing, not just their bodies, but they are healing their wounds, the wounding that has taken place early on in life or throughout their life, genetic lineage, things that are taught by people in power, often cause wounding within the emotions. So at this time, they are not ready to have these gifts. But that does not mean that you cannot help them understand that they have unlimited potential. That as they afford themselves private time to reflect, contemplate, connect with the source of their being, they develop that unlimitedness of themselves. For truly, we all were made in the image and likeness of the source of our being.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's turn it on Q&A, and we will start to...
Hello?
Yes. Here we go. Yes, you're already on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Okay, hi, Archangel Michael. Yes, my sister and I have a question about, can you speak about Alzheimer's and ascension, any correlation? When someone has Alzheimer's, they seem to return to a childlike behavior. Could you speak to us a little bit about that and what may be happening to them?
This is a physical issue. It has nothing to do with their ascension. It has nothing to do with their evolvement. It is a disease that affects the functioning of the neurology of the body. And neurology of the body has a huge bearing on the ability to process thought, complex thought. Mm-hmm. So this often is caused through various things in your environment. You can see a pattern within certain lineages that have a frailty in the neurological system, but that does not mean that they, that all of that lineage will exhibit that anomaly. But the childlike behavior that they revert to is a malfunction in the neurology where the neurons do not communicate adequately to each other. So thought is not processed.
Because they lose the ability to really fully be conscious as to what's
correct.
Going on.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Or where, even where, if they might be conscious, they can't. They don't have the ability to communicate it.
Oh, that's a thought. Yeah.
And eventually, though, the thought goes away. Mm-hmm. And so there is no communication.
Okay.
They have no need for it because they don't have co-thought.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Okay. You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Yes, I've been working with plasma beings or light beings and recently reconnected with the Pleiadians. And I was wondering how to integrate this teaching of the fifth dimension to assist others in healing their bodies.
Well, it's a beautiful thing that you are able to connect with the Pleiadians because this is a group of beings that are very proficient in the biological functioning of the human. After the fall of consciousness, when humans and the Earth came into third dimension, there was a time of dormancy and where there was no human life on the planet for a long time. The Pleiadian consortium was charged to help create and evolve the human species, and they did so because they had the biological technology to create such an involvement. So they have been very important to humans on Earth, helping humanity evolve, develop the brain, the neurology, develop the senses. Each one of those star systems, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Arcturians, have had a huge impact on raising up humanity. So it is wonderful that you have this communication with this sector because they are very important beings. However, the ordinary individual does not have that gift or that talent. That belongs to you. So if you have this communication and you have people that are interested in that, you can teach them. You can show them the way because you will be given that. And that is what I have talked about earlier this evening, in that you are unique. You have a specific gift that you came to share. And that ability to communicate with another planetary system, a star system that is so valued, is a beautiful thing.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Michael. And just in teaching other people what I'm learning, that's how they learn to heal their own bodies. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That they have to learn that they can of themselves help themselves. You can show them, you can help them along, but in the end, they must learn to do it for themselves.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello. You're next on with Archangel Michael.
Hello. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Archangel Michael. I feel so blessed to talk to you. Thank you. My question is that in a lot of ways, I can feel myself progressing out of the third dimension, but the one that I seem to be stuck with is the fear of losing people that I love. I understand leaving this earth, I understand intellectually is not an end, but I seem to be stuck, especially like with my children, in being able to move out of that. And I'm wondering if you can help me with some ideas on how to move out of that into a fifth dimension. Thank you.
The body, the human form, the body was not designed to live for eternity. It is too dense. It is too frail. And eventually, it must be dropped. And that individual goes back into the spirit of who they are, into the more refined realms of source energy. And yes, you do grieve the loss of the physical presence. And it is unavoidable because you do not have the capacity to see beyond the physical. The physical body itself, as it stands at this time, is very limiting to your spirit, very limiting to your soul. So that communication between the being that has dropped the body is often cut off, and this is what you mean, you miss.
Yes.
That ability to speak, to communicate. And there is a grieving process that goes with that. But it is something that, yes, you understand intellectually,
mm-hmm.
that they are in a spirit form and that they are fine, they are happy, they no longer have to contend with the anomalies of a physical body. But physically, you miss their presence, their touch, their ability to communicate with you. And that is sad, but eventually the wounds of that heal and you become more aware of that at the heart level. You're ready to allow them to be who they are in the configuration that they now are in. At some juncture, there will be no limitation to that communication, whether you are in the body or not. But at the present time, because the denseness of the dimensional frequencies, that is impossible.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Do not judge yourself, dear one, because you're in third dimension. It doesn't matter if you're in third dimension, mm-hmm. fourth dimension, fifth dimension. If you have a body, there will be a grieving in that separation. But it's only temporary, if you can hold on to that.
I will. Thank you.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Michael. Hello. Thank you for your presence. I have a question. You mentioned the geometries earlier and the sacred geometry. I saw something on internet that really caught my attention, and I would like your some information from you. It was the star tetrahedron, and the person had changed the proportions of the star tetrahedron out of the sacred geometry proportions and made it into a phi proportion so that it was like an elongated tetrahedron instead of the equilateral ones. And they said that with this star tetrahedron, there would be, I think he used either resonance or relationship with sacred sites on the earth. So I thought that was very curious, and I would just like your input on that.
Well, The 5 ratio is in all physicality. It's a mathematical sequence. So just as the sacred portals and vortices throughout the earth, they also carry that phi sequence. So when you create a sacred geometry that has a common denominator to it, then you are able to use that in ways that you had not understood previously. And it will direct you and make it more possible as you visit these sacred sites to have a resonance, an energetic resonance that takes place within that physical location because of the sacred geometry that has been created that actually holds that not only geometrically, mathematically, but physically. And so the connection then can be made within the physical body and the earth itself.
So you say there is value to this construction of the phi proportion to star tetrahedron. And does it need to be physical, or can it be drawn on paper?
It can be drawn on paper. However, that's only a physical representation because this, in reality, is multidimensional. It is not a flat surface. It's multidimensional.
Right.
Therefore, it has an energetic composition to it. The star tetrahedron is used, that value of that sacred geometry is used in many different applications, one of which is the creation of the Merkaba field. So there is an energetic sequence and a movement that is occurring within it.
Okay.
So there's an energetic flow.
Yes, created by the shape, the geometry itself.
And the momentum that is created through that geometry.
So interesting. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Oh, hi. I have a question, and it probably I'm not the only one that this affects, but I'd like you to talk about what I feel is the tremendous acceleration of time right now. It feels to me time is shifting and changing. And could you address that for us?
Of course I can. As things are shifting in your realm, time, as the dimensions change, time, the way in which time is kept or perceived, changes. In the third dimensional time sequence, there is such a thing as you perceive time to have a past, a present, and a future. And it is linear. There is a beginning and there is an end. And you keep it by the hour and by the day. As society evolves into the fifth dimension becomes more circular. So it's not that time is escalating. Time is shifting into a different dimensional frequency that is circular in nature. It cycles. There is no beginning. There is no future. There is only the present moment and optimum possibilities for creation. Thus, it is circular. So you may have an idea or a thought, and if you don't act on it, it just moves. And eventually it'll come around again. So in that escalation, time frame. You perceive it as you shift from third dimensional states of awareness, energetic shifts, into that more fifth dimension, where it becomes more fluid, where there are unlimited possibilities for creation. It is circular. It is perceived to be an escalation of time, because you are always in the present moment of that movement, of that creation. When you are involved in the present moment, you do not think about the future. You do not concentrate on what happened yesterday. Many beings that are in human form on the earth today have difficulty remembering what happened yesterday. Events that are not, didn't make some sort of impact on them. So it isn't necessary. They are becoming more and more involved in the present moment and in that circular motion of creation. But it becomes quite tricky when you have to have one foot in that linear timekeeping because of appointments or the way in which your day-to-day life is organized. That too, like many other things, as it comes more into that frequency of a more multidimensional state, of a more fifth-dimensional state, it changes. And that's what you're in the midst of now. So some days you will feel like the day, just the hours, just flew away. And other days, you have plenty of time. It's a leisurely day, but there is not a stability that has been created yet in the usability of that more fluid, flexible time sequence.
So one of the things I hear you saying is how important the present moment is now.
Yes, it's very important. It's always been important.
Yeah.
But in third dimension, you didn't grasp that. You didn't understand that. You cannot create in the future. It's not here. You cannot create. The past has already happened. The only place you have power to create is in the now.
Wonderful. Thank you, Michael.
You are very welcome.
Hello. You're next on with Archangel Michael.
Hello, Archangel Michael. Thank you. It's an honor to speak to you. In the spirit of sharing, I've had some experiences in the past couple of months that I think if I've had them, other people might have had them, and I'd certainly appreciate your insight into them. And that has been, and this only happened over a 24-hour period, but where when I closed my eyes, I was seeing what I'm assuming is timelines. Different ones where it was like a movie playing in front of me. I could see faces, I could see people, I could see they were talking to me, but I couldn't hear them. And it was Egypt, and it was, I guess there was Indians, and it was like South America, and it just went on and on. And every time I closed my eyes, I'd get a different one. And then I had people that had passed in my life coming to me. Some of them came in my dreams that night, and one came when I was awake. And it was the most extraordinary experience. It lasted about 24 hours. And I'm just curious as to, can you give some insight on what is happening with us when this goes on?
Well, like I have said before, there is not a stability as these dimensional frequencies change and one overlaps the other. There isn't a stableness that takes place. So some, like you, who are very clairsentient, clairvoyant, you have, that is part of your makeup. That is a gift that you came into this life with. And now that these energies are stirring up and you are evolving in your consciousness and in your awareness, you are seeing these overlaps in these time sequences. And they are sometimes erratic. Like you said, you see people talking, but you cannot hear them speak.
Right.
Or you have an awareness of a presence of a person that is no longer embodied, but is still there in spirit. And they are able to navigate in between these time sequences that are overlapping and that are kind of erratic right now as things evolve until they stabilize. This takes a certain number of the collective consciousness of humanity to come into that fifth dimensional state of being and be in a very coherent, stable state in that fifth dimension so that they don't vary. So once you have, some of you call it the critical mass, where a certain number is able to function coherently, stably, and have equilibrium within that fifth dimensional time sequence, then you won't have this erratic overlap occurring.
Okay. Well, it was certainly interesting anyway. But as I said, it just was like a 24-hour period. I haven't experienced since. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You are very welcome.
Hello. You're next on with Archangel Michael.
Hello, Archangel Michael. Thanks for being here with us today. I have a question about Mary Magdalene. It's somebody who has been coming to mind or just some synchronicities. And I was wondering specifically, what is Mary Magdalene's role currently in the ascension process right now? And I'll just leave it at that.
She is part of a triadic configuration of Grandmother Anna, who is the matriarch, an archetypal matriarch, and the one you call Mother Mary, who is the mother matriarch. And then there is the Magdalene, and she is the archetype of the virgin or the innocent one. This triadic configuration of the divine feminine has come into the forefront at this time to help individuals understand that they are a balance of masculine and feminine energies, that there is a power that divine feminine brings into the equation of this transformative time, and that the gender of the body is not related to that. Back to the Magdalene, because she brings an innocence of the virgin, an innocence that has never been contaminated, always knowing through the wisdom of who she is, that she has both masculine and feminine attributes that she can share with the world. There is a power in her creations that is always built in that fifth dimensional paradigm of love and unity. She is a wise, wise woman. In that iteration of herself, she is much more than that, than what was represented in the body of Mary Magdalene. in the time of Yeshua, this was a time of great separation between genders. And Yeshua came to teach love. He came to teach the equality outside of a gendered body. And she was a very valid and valuable asset to his teaching ministry, because she held the perfection and the awareness of herself as a divine being of light, but that it didn't have to be gender related. When we think of source energy, or the one that you call God, that is a perfect balance of both masculine and feminine, even though it has been misunderstood at that third dimensional body, in the third dimensional body, as a father figure, because that's the only consciousness that was available. But now, as things are shifting and changing, you are coming to see that that divine image, through the frequency of the divine feminine, has strong masculine components to it. And the sacredness of that divinity is represented in that source energy. And it uplifts that fallen template of either masculine or feminine. So now, in these times, that the being of Mary Magdalene has come into the collective of that feminine source energy that is perfectly balanced with the masculine of power, directness, creativity, but also in harmony and in partnership with that love, the nourishing, the intuitiveness, the knowing, and the wisdom that as the whole representative of the divine image in one package has no limitation in the creation. So this is the role that she serves, because she had that awareness. She came into being in that iteration of Mary Magdalene in a fifth dimensional consciousness, in a fifth dimensional state of being in that physical body. And so she had carried that then, and she carries it now, and she holds that until humanity can fully into that awareness, which is rising as we speak, because the limitation of that third dimension is no longer supported, and it is falling away. So a bigger aspect of that God energy, the God influence, the source of who you are, is coming in a different iteration, in a complete balanced harmonic state of masculine and feminine attributes outside of gender.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
So I have one other related question. Is Mary Magdalene an ascended master? Is she, what realm is that? And is she somebody who was a soul who had many reincarnations, or?
She is an ascended master. Yes, she is.
Thank you.
This has been a delightful conversation that so many of you participated in. And the questions that were asked were very apropos to these times, these changing times. These are magnificent times for your earth. And I will leave you with one parting thought. Be sure to connect with Mother Earth often, heart to heart. Your heart into her heart. Ground into her energy, because your body is made from the elements of earth. And as you grow your consciousness, as you grow that love in your sacred heart, share it with Mother Earth often to share that love and that unity with her, to raise her up so that she and the elemental community can create an environment, a beautiful Christed environment for you to navigate in that uplifts you and helps you stay stable within that dimensional frequency that holds Christ consciousness. These are beautiful times. And what better time than the spring of the year, as the flowers are blooming and the grass is greening and the trees are leafing out, than to recognize the beauty of your earth. Gaia, Mother Earth, is a living being, as are you. So when you share your love, when you share your light, she receives it in great gratitude, and she returns that love by creating a more conscious environment in the physicality so that you can hold your state of consciousness much more easily. When you share and become one in your energy, it is a beautiful sequential divine order of things that you bring to form, to the human form, to the physical form of earth. And you are the creator being here. So don't forget to share it with Mother Earth. Share it with one another. Share that love that is within you. And most importantly, recognize that you are love. You were created in that love of Source. And Source does not create outside of itself. I thank you for receiving me this evening, and I thank you for all of your questions and all of your comments. Blessings, beloveds.
Good night, all. Joan and I wish you a wonderful month, and we'll see you in a couple. Thanks.